Our view on that, Catherine, would be quite straightforward, actually. I don't believe there's an appetite among communities in either Donegal or most of Ireland, urban or rural, for any more post office closures. And I don't think there's an appetite among politicians for it. Having said that, unless something is done for the network, it is going to be in grave danger. That's what the report said. We've known for some time, and everybody knows that the post office network has struggled for the last years, decades even, if you like. But having said that, 1.5 million or 1.3 million people still use us each week. And we do put 4.6 billion into the economy in cash throughout the country, which generates through the multiplier business for the other businesses. And earlier this year, we got Red Sea to carry out a poll to see if people really valued the network. And that was overwhelming. So 91% said that the post office provided a valuable service in their community. And 86% said that if it wasn't able to survive, that the government should support it. We engaged Grant Thornton to carry out a report to say, well, we asked him a number of straightforward questions, right? What is the current situation in the network? Is there action required? And what will happen if no action, nothing happens? We asked him, is it important to the economy? Or is it wishful thinking on our part? And what other value does the network bring to Ireland? And the findings are fairly straightforward, and they are stark. It did find that the network is in danger because it generates 53 million in revenue and it costs about 70 million. Now, we costed it using from the ground up. We translated transactions into minutes, into hours, costed them, costed the cost of rent all over the country, and that came to 70 million. And there's 53 million available in commercial revenue. They also estimated that the value of that 70 million network to the country is in the order of 350 to 750 million. So it is worth far more in economic terms, even if the government had to pay all the 70 million, and we're only asking for them to support to the tune of 17 million. I think earlier this year during COVID, the network was designated as an essential service, and it does provide essential services to people throughout the country. I think in that situation, what we would be asking the government to read the report carefully, to engage with us, and to do something about the network before it closes next year, because the phrase we use in the report is unrestrained closures. We don't know where those closures are going to be, Catherine. It's down to each individual postmaster, because each individual postmaster is a single enterprise, and that person themselves will make the decision, is it worth my while to continue in business if I'm not making money? There has been examples over the years where I would say, from my position as a general secretary, that individual postmasters are subsidising either the post office network themselves or their community by providing the service and perhaps losing money on it. Now, I don't know the answer to all of that. That's why we got Grant Thornton to produce a report that put hard numbers on it. These are the numbers. This is the value it provides. Is it worth it? And it went to every TD last week. We issued a press release and issued it to everybody. We are waiting to engage with the Minister, Hildegard Nocton, and Minister Heather Humphreys, both of whom we met in the last fortnight. And both of seem anxious to do something about it. So we just have to wait and see.
Do you feel, though, that there is too much of a focus on COVID at the present moment of time to maybe pay attention towards the post office network?
Possibility, but I think we're all not caught up, concentrated on COVID. Like we all are reading the figures. Like, I'm reading the figures for Donegal, you're reading the figures for Dublin. Like, I wait till, even though at some level I don't want to listen to the news because you don't want to hear bad news, but unless something happens with COVID, it is a pandemic. And it is, like, if your mind ran away with yourself, you'd wonder where you'd finish up with COVID. But my understanding in relation to COVID is there's going to be a vaccine sometime in the near future, and hopefully that will put an end to it. And I think when I listen to the main news, if you like, I hear people making plans for the economy and that for post-COVID, and they're doing that from earlier to the middle of next year. I'm not a doctor, I don't know, but like, I can understand why COVID takes all the attention, because it deserves the attention. Having said that, what we're trying to draw attention to is the network and the people that it serves. Like, we serve 1.3 million people. They value it. And we do put 4.6 billion in cash into local economies. And over the COVID period, when payments were reduced to every second week, provincial towns in Ireland, and I'm not talking about small towns, we're suffering the economic effects of that. So it's all linked, if you like, and COVID is a huge threat to the country, but I suppose we have to give that due recognition. But we still keep concentrating and bringing people's attention to the difficulties that we're in relation to the post office.
And do you feel that Donegal is one of those more vulnerable counties in terms of this report?
No, not necessarily. I think it's down to the individual. I don't know, Catherine. I suspect when we were doing the review, it was chaired by a senior counsel, Turlough O'Donnell, and he asked me that question straight up one day. And I did my best to answer it. And what he interpreted my answer to be was unrestrained closures, because I don't know whether Donegal is more at risk than the centre of Dublin, for instance. I do know at least four or five postmasters in Dublin who are seriously considering their position. And if the big post offices are seriously considering their position, I think it threatens the whole network, because the model then is broken. So to answer your question, I'm beginning to sound like a politician. I don't know the answer. It can be anywhere. And that's why we're using the phrase unrestrained closures. It could be Dublin, Donegal, it could be Kerry, it could be Limerick, it could be Cork.